Oh man, are the Astros actually going to do this thing? And are the Dodgers really going to fall short again? I'm John Stolness, and this is Up and In for Friday, October 16th, 2020. And you can follow me on Twitter at John Stolness. Well, Phillies fans, the teams you most likely hate most, the Astros and Braves, both won in their respective league championship series games last night. In Game 5 of the ALCS, the Astros beat Tampa 4-3 on a walk-off home run by Carlos Correa that he apparently told manager Dusty Baker he was going to hit. Not exactly calling your shot, but more just a little bit of arrogance backed up by performance there. It was Correa's second career postseason walk-off homer. He, David Ortiz, and Bernie Williams are the only hitters in baseball history with two walk-off home runs on their postseason resumes. It was the second straight elimination game won by Houston, who's still trailing the series 3-2. However, the Astros are now the 39th team in postseason history to fall behind 3-0 in a best-of-7, but only the fourth team to force a Game 6. And of the previous three to survive that long, two lost Game 6, the 1999 Mets versus the Braves and the 1998 Braves versus the Padres. Both were in the National League Championship Series. The 2004 Red Sox against the Yankees in the ALCS were the only team to ever win a series after dropping the first three games. George Springer led off the Astros scoring with a solo homer on the first pitch of the game, making Houston the first team in MLB history to hit a leadoff home run to start the game and a walk-off dinger to end it. Even more impressive, Houston went with a bullpen game with rookies Luis Garcia, Blake Taylor, Inoli Paredes, Andre Scrub, and Brooks Raley holding down the fort for 7 innings. Those five rookie pitchers tied the Cardinals in the 2013 World Series in Game 6 for the most rookie pitchers used by one team in a postseason game. The Rays also threw out three rookie pitchers last night. The eight combined rookies who took the mound set a single-game playoff record, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. Now, one thing that remains constant for the Rays, win or lose, is that outfielder Randy Arozarena continues to be unconscious. His fifth-inning home run off Inoli Paredes marked his sixth in just 12 games this postseason, tying former Rays third baseman Evan Longoria back in 2008 for the most home runs by a rookie in one postseason. That was also Arozarena's 20th hit of the postseason, which puts him just two shy of Derek Jeter's single postseason record for rookies set in 1996. He's now hitting .417 in the playoffs with 10 total extra base hits, a Rays franchise record for a single postseason. Now, Tampa was trailing 3-2 in the eighth when G-Man Choi hit a mammoth home run to tie the score. However, Correa ended things one inning later in the bottom of the ninth. Now we move over to the National League Championship Series, and in Game 4, the Braves took a commanding 3-1 lead in the series following a dominant 10-2 win over the Dodgers, putting Atlanta just one win away from their first World Series appearance since 1999. It was a pitching matchup that should have favored the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw versus rookie Bryce Wilson. But Wilson gave Atlanta six great innings, and the Braves broke a 1-1 sixth inning tie with six in the bottom of the inning to take a 7-1 lead. Kershaw couldn't get out of that inning and ended his line with 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, and 4 strikeouts with 1 walk. By the way, the Braves' first 4 starters this series have a combined 75 regular season starts. That's the fewest combined regular season career starts by the numbers 1 through 4 starting pitchers for a team in a postseason series. Marcell Ozuna accounted for 11 total bases in the game, including 2 home runs, continuing his red-hot hitting. That guy is going to make some money in free agency this offseason. All right, so what's up next? Later tonight, it'll start things off with Game 6 of the ALCS at 6:07 on TBS. Framber Valdez, who is 2-1 with a 2.00 ERA with 17 strikeouts this postseason, gets the start for Houston against Blake Snell for Tampa, who's 2-1 with a 2.87 ERA with 15 strikeouts in the playoffs. Tampa will look to advance to its second World Series in team history. The first one, of course, came in a little season we remember here in Philadelphia somewhat fondly. Then in Game 5 of the NLCS, that starts at 9:07 on Fox. Oh, goody. Everybody's going to have to stay up till midnight to watch this game. The Dodgers will look to keep their season alive against the Braves, and the Braves will look to close things out and head to their first World Series, as I mentioned a minute ago, since 1999. As of this recording here, early on Friday morning, we still don't know who the starting pitchers are going to be for this game. All right, well, let's look at today in Phillies playoff history. And unfortunately, this has been a dark day in Phillies playoff history. In 1983, the Orioles beat the Phillies 5-0 at Veterans Stadium in Game 5 of the World Series to win the series in 5 games in one of the worst World Series ever played. Scott McGregor pitched a 5-hit complete game, and Eddie Murray hit 2 home runs in the game as the Phillies lost that series in 5 games, and it was one of the most boring fall classics in Major League Baseball memory. In 1993, NLCS MVP Curt Schilling was not as effective as he had been against the Braves, as the Blue Jays won 8-5 in Game 1 of the World Series, not sharp at all in that game. In 2009, the Phillies dropped Game 2 of the National League Championship Series to the Dodgers 2-1 when Jay Happ walked in the eventual winning run in the 8th inning. That spoiled a 7-inning, 2-hit shutout performance by Pedro Martinez. And then this one really hurts. In 2010, Roy Halladay gave up 2 home runs to Cody Ross plus 2 other runs, while Phillies home runs by Jason Worth and Carlos Ruiz were not quite enough to beat Tim Lincecum and San Francisco in a 4-3 loss in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Up and In. We'll be back at it again on Monday morning to get you updated and hopefully have a World Series preview set up for you here on Up and In, so we'll get you ready for the Fall Classic on Monday morning. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll talk to you then here on Up and In.